Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to look ahead to some festive things coming up, and we're visiting with Vicki Nordskog. Good morning to you, Vicki.
Good morning, LaVon.
Vicki, you have your hand in this in several different ways, but first of all we want to talk about Festival of Trees. When is it?
Festival of Trees is starting this Thursday. It is running from Thursday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. It is on Friday from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. It is on Saturday, December 1st, from 10 to 5:30, and again on Sunday from 10 to 3.
So we have a lot of choices, a lot of different times we can attend, kind of work it into the schedule. I know some people, everybody seems to get really busy at this time of year.
They do. They do.
Family events and planning ahead and all that sort of thing. So it's great that the Festival of Trees covers quite a period of time. And it is where? We didn't talk about that.
It is where? It is at the Catholic Parish Center, 105 West 5th Street in Atlantic.
So no change there. If you've been here before, it's kind of, you can kind of depend on it being the same place and pretty much the same hours. But there's some other special things going on that kind of add into this. Let's talk about Saturday. That would be the 1st, correct?
Yes.
December 1st, Saturday. About what the does are doing.
So one of the changes that we're introducing into the Festival of Trees this year is we've invited the does to hold their cookie walk just upstairs from the festival. So individuals attending the festival can just wander upstairs and buy their Christmas cookies, or vice versa, they can come to the cookie walk and wander downstairs and check out the Festival of Trees. So that is from 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday.
Okay. And if you're a doe or you'd like to contribute, how do we get the cookies there? When do we do that?
The cookie drop-off is on Friday from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and you go to the east door of the parish center.
Okay. So those of you who are bringing cookies, you got to bring a lot, because on Saturday people are going to be wanting to buy all those cookies and candies and wonderful holiday things.
Historically, they've sold approximately 300 dozen cookies and or candies, so there's a lot to choose from. Every variety of Christmas cookie or candy you can imagine.
It's great fun. And it's okay if you just take a couple of those cookies for yourself before you pop them in the freezer. I mean, that's a great thing to do, is pop some of those in the freezer, have them kind of ready for company whenever. So cookie walk, and we'll remind you again of that. But also on Saturday, you have another option.
Yes, on Saturday afternoon, we are doing live performances. At 1 o'clock, we have Sarah McCants, who will be singing with piano accompaniment. At 1:45, Jess Jacobson will be singing. And at 2:30, we have Jeremy Faga, who will be performing with his guitar.
All right, so that'll be fun to have the music there while you wander about at the Festival of Trees. And then if you'd like something else to do on Saturday, you can kind of go kitty corner across the street from the Catholic Parish Center to have a tea.
Yes, the Kiwanis are having, for the third year in a row, this is the second year they've had it at the SF Martin House, but they are doing tea on Saturday at 11 o'clock there's a seating, and at 1 o'clock there's a seating. And if you haven't been to the SF Martin House, it is just absolutely gorgeous on the inside, all the decorating for Christmas that they've done. And the tea is phenomenal. It's just like the high tea that you've always heard about if you were, you know, going to England and having tea with the Queen.
So lots of yummies and
of yummies.
Good conversation. That's one of the things that I think is always so neat about all these kinds of things. You see people that maybe you don't see any other time during the year, and you can say hello and have a visit. Now, let's talk specifically about the Kiwanis. Income has an important purpose.
Yes, the Kiwanis income is going to the, half of it is being shared with the American Cancer Society, and the other half is going towards, and now all of a sudden I have a mental block.
But is it the Children's Food Program?
It is a Children's Food Program.
I don't know the correct name, but it's
our Childhood Hunger Committee has a food program, and we do a lot of work with the children and families at the Head Start schools, but we also do work at a lot of other locations. Yeah. And so that's where that money will be going towards.
Kiwanis has been doing a fantastic job, I think, of kind of filling in where maybe some other people aren't doing anything related to childhood hunger. Wonderful work that all those members are doing. And I want to go back. Cookie Walk. I don't know if you have information on what the Does do with their money.
Yes, the Does are giving the majority of the money that they raise. They're putting that into their scholarship fund. They give out scholarships every spring. And then in addition to that, they have some special community activities like providing poinsettias and food to shut-ins, contributing some of the money to the fire department and other just community needs, food pantry. Some of it goes to the food pantry.
They really spread that money out through the community. So as we pay, as we buy our cookies, as we go to the tea, as we come to Festival of Trees, we should have a good feeling about not just enjoying it, but we're doing good things for other people.
Absolutely. Yeah,
it's one of those, it's really special this time of the year, but hey, it's a good feeling, and that gets spread out kind of throughout the year. So let's go back to Festival of Trees. You've mentioned several days, and we'll remind people of those days and times again. But talk to us about Festival of Trees.
Festival of Trees, this year, Jolene Smith has stepped down. She has been managing the actual Festival of Trees for many, many, many years. And so this year she's taking a break, and Deb Schuler and I are now co-chairing that event. And so we're very excited about some of the changes that we've made, some of which we've already mentioned. We have a lot of very imaginative displays that are going to be incorporated in the Festival of Trees this year. We have over 45 trees that are going to be on display, 49 trees on display, and then we have 14 actual displays of various sizes in addition to that. We have the traditional raffle that's being put on by the American Cancer Society in conjunction with the Royal Neighbors, where the Royal Neighbors match the funds that people use to purchase the tickets for the raffle. The tickets are $1 a piece and six for $5. And so there will be several items, 10 or 12 items at least, that will be on display that people can raffle or purchase tickets for to get into the raffle.
I always have to mention, Master Gardeners provides one of those, and the folks who put that together, to me, usually do something really creative, really good. So that's just one of the things. And you say there's probably a dozen different things that people can
put their raffle tickets in towards. In addition to that, this year, we have some really interesting tributes. BPW is doing a tribute to Ella Whitney.
Oh.
Her husband gets a lot of attention.
That's right.
But she doesn't.
There in the background somewhere. But you know what? I'm guessing most of us couldn't even say her name. I mean, Mrs. Whitney, but beyond that, probably don't know.
Probably not. So she's a very interesting woman. So there will be a tribute to Ella put on by the BPW. The Atlantic Lions are doing a display this year, and they're doing a tribute to Leader Dogs for the Blind. That's one of the organizations that they contribute a lot of money to. So there's going to be a life-size Santa that is lurking behind a Christmas tree in one of the displays. And I'm very interested in seeing it myself, because it's actually a Santa suit that they are stuffing to create this life-size Santa. And that's being provided by the Family Vision Center. So a lot of very creative
ideas. So Santa
ideas.
Will be there watching over everything. Better be good, right?
Better be good. The public library is actually making a tree using a ladder and decorating the ladder, and then we're going to have a resource/educational center there where you can get all kinds of information about not just the cancer services that are offered in the area, but also a lot of the other resources that are available to residents in Atlantic and Southwest Iowa. And we are also going to have a tree, this going back to the Childhood Hunger Committee for the Kiwanis, they're making a tree this year out of food pantry food sacks. So that should be very, very interesting.
So lots of things going on at Festival of Trees. You may have to go more than once, actually, to see everything. And, of course, you always provide some cookies. And I understand on Sunday you're also going to have...
Providing soup, yes. So soup is part of the free will offering we're doing at the festival.
Okay, so remember, Kiwanis Tea Cookie Walker only on Saturday, but what are the total dates for Festival of Trees?
The total dates are this Thursday, November 29th, through Sunday, December 2nd. And again, the hours are Thursday 10 to 8, Friday 10 to 6:30, Saturday it is 10 to 5:30, and Sunday 10 to 3.
All right. Thank you very much, Vicki Nordskog, for visiting with us and getting us prepped for all of these kinds of things. Until next time, here's a thought. Is not making others happy the best happiness?